Around 450,000 West Australians are seniors, and that number is expected to almost double to 865,000 in the next 20 years. So we need to start planning to make sure the current and future appropriate programs and services offer the right support to seniors. A workshop designed to find better ways of supporting seniors was chaired today by Dr. Jane Barrett, the Secretary General of the International Federation on Ageing, and she joins me on the line. Dr. Barrett, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Oliver. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What is an aged-friendly community?
You know, an aged-friendly community is one that enables older people to do what they value. So we're really working with the WHO, the World Health Organization, to ensure that, you know, all of those structures are in place to maintain and improve our function.
When you talk about those structures, what can we do better?
Look, we need to be looking at housing, transportation, labour, you know, information, and the way that we deliver and develop healthcare services and long-term care services. So that's what the workshop was all about today, bringing together, you know, members of the local government authorities and NGOs to work together to understand how to improve our age-friendly communities. Although, Oliver, I have to say that Western Australia is certainly leading nationally and is potentially a world leader in this field.
Well, that's very good news to hear. How do we improve the quality of life for older Australians?
You know, what came out of the workshop is that there needs to be more communication, you know, across sectors and across disciplines. And through that communication and listening to seniors, you know, what are their needs? You know, one of the unique, you know, aspects of this model is in the work in the Wheatbelt region, the rural and remote. And I can tell you, you know, as a person that actually is working globally, you know, the work that's been done by the Wheatbelt Development Corporation is particularly outstanding. You know, working with people in the community to not only build their community, but sustain it. So, you know, accolades to the Wheatbelt area, but also many of the local government authorities that have come together.
So those local government authorities is sponsored by the state government to the tune of $1 million for senior programs and initiatives. Mm. Is that going to be enough money, and particularly the fact that we're going to have an almost doubling in the number of seniors here in Western Australia in the next 20 years? Are we prepared enough to supply these services for older Western Australians?
Look, Oliver, we're never prepared for demographic change. You know, but this is a small investment for tremendous social and economic dividend. You know, that $1 million, you know, has provided some support to over 50% of local government authorities, you know, which responds to 75% of all seniors. Now, what we can do is build on that. And one of the aspects that came out of this was really, how do we measure the impact? So over the course of the next months and years, you know, WA is in a leadership position nationally to actually help implement in other states. So I'm very hopeful as a homegrown girl, you know, that WA will be a global leader in the near future.
Now, Dr. Barrett, I've also read that you have a little bit of a concern here that the vaccination rates for over 65s is too low. Why do you think that is?
Look, there's a number of reasons. Generally, Oliver, you know, there is a poor uptake rate of adult vaccinations. Some of it is because of reimbursement. Some of it is because we actually don't know our own vaccine schedules. So what I can tell all people that are listening to your radio station, it's time to start talking to your doctor about what vaccines that you need. And could I suggest the ones that, you know, older people need to be particularly concerned about is influenza, pneumococcal, and also herpes zoster for shingles. So it's a conversation that we have to have, because we can prevent hospitalisation and disability through vaccines.
Dr. Jane Barrett, must be nice to be back in Perth for this flying visit.
Look, thanks very much, Oliver, but can you get it a bit warmer next time for me?
We'll do our best. Thank you so much, Dr.
All
Jane
right.
Barrett.
Thank you very much, Oliver.
She's the Secretary General of the International Federation on Ageing. And if you have an opinion on that, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. 9221 882. Are we doing enough to help ageing West Australians? Those figures, 450,000 West Australians are seniors, set to double to 865,000 in the next 20 years. 9221 882. It's 16 minutes away from 5 o'clock.